It was one of their better hoaxes, Lee. I mean, honestly, right up there with Russia collusion.
Yeah.
The idea that black men were undergoing a genocide by the police, and unarmed black men in particular,
mm-hmm.
led to a near doubling of the number of officers killed. It's very violent for police officers in this country. New poll out, and it's fascinating. On what the left still believes about the George Floyd riots in 2021. Now, keep in mind, the final tally for the insurance industry's payout for damages to businesses. I don't know why business owners had to have their property burned down, but for some reason it made sense to the left. $2 billion in damages. $2 billion in damages. How many black men who were unarmed were killed by police that year? Since we're doing $2 billion in damage. Just to, you know, protest. 11. In the entire country. That's not even one per state. That's not even half of one per state.
No.
That's most states. Not even one unarmed black man was killed in. 11. But that's not the incredible part, Lee. It just shows you the size of the lie when the left gets going. Liberals, all these years later, conservatives, moderates, asked, how many black men were killed in 2011? George Floyd riots, right? Years later, retrospect. What do you believe in? You know, and essentially the follow-up question, how many unarmed black men are killed a year now by police? It's genocide, as we know. Again, remember the answer is 11. Okay, we're still, this just shows you the absolute mental paralysis that the lies of the left cause in the minds, even years later, of their sheeple followers. Among those who are liberal, Lee, self-described liberal, mm-hmm. 50% believe about 100 black men, unarmed black men, are killed by police every year. And another 22% believe it's about 1,000. So you put that together, 71% of liberals believe 100 to 1,000 unarmed black men are killed by police in America every year. It's 10. It was 10 that year. They still don't know. No clue. What group of people got the closest to the answer? The correct answer. Those who rate themselves as very conservative, 47% said it's about 10. They got it right. I bet you there's a lot of talk radio listeners in there and they know real things.
Yep.
They live in reality. But see, this is why when you're like, well, this is really not a big problem. I mean, you know, this is a nation of 300 and, oh, I give up. I don't know.
Yeah.
However many Joe Biden let in. I don't take a guess. 20, 60 million, 380. Maybe it's around 400. I don't know. Yeah. Only 11 unarmed black men a year. That's it. That's all of it. Yeah, pretty much. So the leftly is still laboring under this delusion, especially those who rate themselves as very liberal. This is according to a poll by Skeptic Research Center. They do these kind of polls.
Mm-hmm.
Among those who are very liberal, almost 30% believe about 1,000 black men who are unarmed are killed by police a year, and 42% believe it's about 100. Again, it's 10. What percentage of liberals actually get the answer to this question correct? 16. 16%. No, it's about 10.
Yeah.
So when you have this as your basis for the belief that America is a horrible racist place and we need to take it apart brick by brick. Because that's the foundation of a lot of this, Lee. It goes back to George Floyd. The whole thing about the Democrat Socialist America. We are in a dire situation of genocide. We have to defund the police. You know, they're a genocidal group of people. They're racist. We have to defund them. We've got to have absolute chaos in the streets to save these black men. What black men? 10? And keep in mind, too, when you go into the Washington Post, then you start clicking the other buttons, too, on the 11 black men that were killed. Well, that's a terrible thing, and we don't want that.
Right, right.
And we would always, of course, condemn it. When you start getting into the individual cases, it's a guy who they begged him to show his hands. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do it. You know, a guy who reached in his pocket as he's running away, he ignored the orders. Every single one of these guys ignored orders from the police. I tell you what, you want to get killed? Ignore the order from the police, refuse to show your hands, and then, God forbid, put your hand in a pocket or reach somewhere.
And whatever your race, you'll probably get shot.
It's not going to. Oh, by the way, do you know how many white people were killed unarmed?
I got an idea. It was probably a bit more
by
than
police.
11. Yeah.
22.
Okay. It was double.
That doesn't count. Anyway, so yes. So the genocide upon which the genocide by the police, upon which the defund the police movement is built, is fake. That's where we are this morning. $2 billion worth of damage. And again, that's just to insured businesses that were destroyed by the left. Not, unfortunately, the 20% of businesses that were not insured. So, Lee, we're still living with the fallout of this lie today. And it's still affecting our politics. As Chuck Schumer and the head of the DNC yesterday both saying, well, you know, now that the primary is over, we Democrats and these DSA types, we all pretty much agree on the same thing, including defunding the police. Could you explain to me why we're doing that?
Right.
Well, the genocide against black men. Gotcha. Fantastic. Fantastic. Meanwhile, Lee, this breaking, we got to do something about Anthony Fauci. I'd tell you what. Headline, scientist behind the Wuhan bat research funded by Anthony Fauci
and created
the transfer gain of function technology to the Wuhan lab, the People's Liberation Army China premier bioweapons lab where Fauci sent the tech. Headline, scientist behind Wuhan bat research thanked Fauci aide for helping shut down the lab leak theory. Peter Daszak, who was president of Echo Health Alliance, directed government funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Okay, for Darlene Graham, that's in China. China is our worst enemy on earth. So we're clear. Okay, let's move on. Peter Daszak, president of Echo Health Alliance, directed government funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the transfer of gain-of-function technology, thanked former Fauci aide in a newly released email for helping to shut down public speculation over the possibility that COVID-19 emerged in a lab. David Morenz, former senior advisor of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, that's Fauci's institute, pleaded guilty Tuesday to hiding federal records from the Freedom of Information Act requests. So investigators obtained emails between Daszak and Morenz, Lee, in which Daszak mentioned sending bottles of wine to Morenz to thank him for his behind-the-scenes shenanigans in getting rid of all the Freedom of Information Act documents that documented how Fauci and the team sent the technology to the lab.
In other words, thanks for helping us with the cover-up.
Yeah, thanks for helping us break the law.
Yeah,
because that's a felony if you do that in a conspiracy. So there we go, folks. While they're out there lying, calling you a racist if you say it came from China, again, for Darlene Graham, China. That's China. China's our worst enemy on earth. Take notes, write it down. Put it in the yellow notebook there. And just, okay, so China. China, our worst enemy. Cover up whole time. Whole time to keep you from finding out that they all built this thing with China.